Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hi, my name is Steve Murgowski. I'm going to demonstrate some of the assign commands feature in VoiceOver with the Braille display. So I have in front of me a MacBook Pro and a Brilliant BI40 Braille display distributed by Humanware, at least in Canada and the US. Might be other people in other places. But the display has a 8-dot Braille keyboard with two spacebar buttons, which both serve as a spacebar. It has 6 command keys on either side of the 40-cell display, which VoiceOver calls C1, 2, 3, C4, C5, C6. It has router buttons across the top of the dots, one for each cell of Braille. And on the front are the up, down, left, and right buttons. So the default configuration for the Braille display is for the left and right buttons on the front to serve the way VO left and VO right do, and the up and down buttons to work as VO up and VO down. Then the C1 through 6 buttons you can configure however you like. They do things like start and stop interacting, pan left, pan right, and things like that. And then the routing buttons are used to select the text that you press a router button above, and the keyboard, the Braille keyboard, can be used to enter text. I have mine connected through the USB port rather than through Bluetooth, so what I'm going to do is go into the VoiceOver utility with VO F8.
Oh, VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility window. Utility categories. Table. Row 1 of 10. General. Selected. Has keyboard focus.
I'm going to press the .C6 button on the Braille display to start interacting with this table.
Interact with utility categories. Table. Row 1. Selected.
And then I'm going to press the down button on the Braille display to move through the options until I come to the Braille option.
Verbosity, speech, navigation, web, sound, visuals, commanders, Braille.
Then I'm going to press what I've configured the C3 button to do is to stop interacting. So I'll press C3 on the display.
Stop interacting with utility categories, table, row 9 of 10, Braille, selected.
And then the right button on the display, which serves as the VO right arrow.
Layout, selected tab, 1 of 2. Displays tab, 2 of 2.
I want the displays tab, so I can see the word displays on the Braille display. I'm going to press the router button above display.
Press displays tab, 2 of 2, displays.
And then continue with the right button.
Braille displays table, row 1 of 1. Humanware Radiant BI40, primary, USB connection, selected. Humanware Radiant BI40. Assign commands, button.
Again, I'll press a router button above the word assign in assign commands.
Interact with dialog. For window, VoiceOver utility, select or add a row and press command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want to assign to a VoiceOver command. Select or add a row and press command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want to assign to a VoiceOver command.
So here it's giving us instructions, and what I'm going to demonstrate first is how to add a command. I've found a command that's useful for me, which other people may want to add, but you can add... You can assign whichever commands you like to the keys on the display, and there are a wide range of command options. So I'm just going to demonstrate how to make the dots C3 and C6 pressed together initiate the command that selects the current item in the VoiceOver cursor. I think this is equivalent to pressing VO spacebar. So if you don't want to use the keyboard more than necessary, which I don't, you can, as you're reading on the Braille display, just press the C3 and 6 keys together, and it will choose what is highlighted by the VO cursor. So to do that, we go right.
Commands table.
We are at the commands table, and we want to add a row because there is no row for this C3 plus C6 command. So I'll continue going right.
Add button.
I'll choose the add button again by pressing a router key.
Press add button.
And there's no notification, but it has added a row to the table to the left, so I'll press left now.
Braille input commands. Row 68 of 68. Braille display keys. Unassigned. Command menu button selected.
So we have highlighted the unassigned one, which is the row that it's added. I'll press the C6 key to interact with the table.
Interact with Braille input commands. Table. Row 68. Selected. Braille display keys.
So what's showing on my display now is the word unassigned, and then MNUBTN, which means menu button. That's the second row. The way it's set up is on the left column is the Braille keys that need to be pressed, and then on the right is the command that that key press initiates. So I'm going to press Command B, which should start a thing which will let us assign a keystroke on the Braille display to the current table selection. So Command B.
Memorize Braille key.
And I'll press C3 and 6 together.
One row added.
So now, if I tab right and then left, it will update this this column in the table.
Command menu button. Braille display keys, C3 plus C6.
So you see that the row is C3 plus C6 in the left, and when we go right,
command menu button,
we have a command menu button. We press this with the router key.
Menu.
And here we can choose the command we want assigned to the keystroke that we just pressed. So I'm going to go down by pressing the down button on the Braille display.
General, submenu.
And I know that the command I want is actually under General, so I'll choose that, again with the router button.
General, submenu, actions.
Now, we can go down through the list of possible commands to assign to this keystroke.
Add pronunciation. Bring window to front. Click mouse. Close window. Describe position of window. Describe size of window.
Again, I'm pressing the down button.
Double-click mouse. Drop marked item after chosen hotspot. Drop marked item after voiceover cursor. Drop marked item before chosen hotspot. Drop marked item before voiceover cursor. Drop marked item on chosen hotspot. Drop marked item on voiceover cursor. Escape. Fast forward. Ignore next key press. Interact with scroll bar. Item chooser. Keyboard help. Label item. Mark item to drag and drop. Mouse down. Mouse up. Move down. Move left. Move right. Move up. Online help. Open activity chooser. Open application chooser. Open commands menu. Open quick start tutorial. Open shortcut menu. Open verbosity rotor. Open voiceover help menu. Open voiceover utility. Open window chooser. Pause or resume speaking. Perform action for item.
And this is the one I want. Perform action for item. So I'm going to press the router key above this line of text.
Perform action for item. Menu button.
And that's been selected. So when I go left, I can see that the keystroke C3 plus C6.
Braille display keys. C3 plus C6.
And I press right.
Command. Perform action for item. Menu button.
Does that command. So we've added a command to the settings on the Braille display. I'm going to stop interacting with this table by pressing C3 on my Braille display.
Stop interacting with Braille input commands. Table, row 68 of 68. Braille display keys, C3 plus C6. Command, perform action for item. Menu button selected.
And what I want to demonstrate next is how to set something in the activity chooser that I find very useful. First, I'll go out of the voiceover utility and just show you why we would want to do this. So I'm pressing Command Q to close the voiceover utility.
Quit voiceover utility.
And I'm just going to go to a web page that I have open in Safari.
Finder. Safari. Safari. Culture of Life News. Article on Culture of Life News. The blog is mightier than the sword.
Okay, so this is a blog, and for some reason, I don't know why Apple would have done this, but the up and down keys on the Braille display, which do VO up and VO down, in Safari, that doesn't do anything for you. I'm going to press the down key on my Braille display, and as you see, I get the error beep. So it's not a particularly useful way to have your Braille display configured, at least in Safari. In a lot of things, you know, VO up and VO down are a useful keystroke to use, but in web browsing, it isn't useful at all. The up key also doesn't do anything. What we want to do is to set up an activity that automatically comes on when you go into Safari, which will assign your up and down keys on the Braille display to something more useful than the way it is by default. So I'm going to press VOF8.
VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility window. Braille input commands. Table. Rel 68 of 68. Braille display keys. C3 plus C6. Command. Perform action for item. Menu button selected.
We're back in the Braille Braille display table. I'll stop interacting with that, which apparently I wasn't, so I didn't need to. I'll press the C1 key to go to the beginning of the visible area, which is what I've set it to do.
Select or add a row and press Command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want to assign to a voiceover command.
Okay.
Select or add a row and press Braille input commands. Table. Row 68 of 68. Braille display keys. C3 block. Select or add a row and... Select or add a row and press Command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want to assign to a voiceover command. Select or add a row and press Command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want. Select or Braille input commands. Add button. Remove button. Done. Default button.
Oh, okay. I have to press the done button, it seems.
Assign commands button.
Okay. Now we're out of assign commands and I can go to the beginning of the row.
Toolbar.
And I'm going right.
Utility categories, table, row 9 of 10, Braille, selected.
I want to go down to the activities part of the table, so I'm interacting by pressing C6.
Interact with utility categories, table, row 9, selected. Activities.
I've gone down to activities, and I'm stopping interaction with C3.
Stop interacting with utility categories, table, row 10 of 10, activities, selected. Set up activities to customize VoiceOver for specific uses.
I pressed right. I'm going to press right again.
Activities, empty table.
So there are no activities right now. I want to go right again.
Click Add to create an activity. Add button.
Here's my Add button. I'll press Add.
Untitled, content selected, edit text.
And I'm just going to call my activity Safari, which I'll type on the regular keyboard. I could use the Braille keyboard, but...
Selection replaced, S-A-F-A-R-I.
Safari. We'll stop interacting.
Stop interacting with activities, table, row 1 of 1, activities, Safari, selected.
So now we have an activity called Safari in the table. We'll go right.
Choose settings to include in this activity.
Now there's choose settings.
Verbosity, unchecked checkbox.
We don't care about verbosity for this, for the purposes of this, so we'll go past that.
Set verbosity, dim button, voices, unchecked checkbox. Set
not
voices,
that
dim button. Hotspots, unchecked checkbox. Additional settings to include, unchecked checkbox.
Now we do want to include additional settings because the option I want is not under those, so I'll press a routing key above the word additional settings.
Check additional settings to include, checkbox. Pronunciation, unchecked checkbox. Set
not pronunciation.
Dim button. Navigation, unchecked checkbox. Set navigation. Web, unchecked check. Set web. Dim sound, unchecked checkbox. Set sound. Visuals, unchecked checkbox. Set visuals. Braille, unchecked checkbox.
So we will choose Braille because we want to add a Braille command for Safari.
Checked Braille checkbox.
And go across again to the right.
Set Braille button.
And I'll press the Set Braille button.
Prep, interact with dialog, for, window, voiceover utility, Braille settings for the Safari activity, Braille settings for the Safari activity, Braille display, HumanWare Radiant BI 40, 40 cells, Braille display, Braille translation, status cells, show status on B, display alert messages, off, fast,
okay.
Slow.
So it's reading us all of these settings.
Layout, selected tab, 1 of 2.
So right now, all of the settings in the Safari activity are the default ones, and what we're going to do is just add something, or rather, change the commands for the up and down buttons on the display, since those aren't useful in Safari by default.
Displays tab, 2 of 2.
So we want to choose the Displays tab by pressing a router button, or we could press the C3, C6. Perhaps I'll try that one, since we've gone to the trouble of creating it.
Press Displays tab, 2
yes,
of 2, Displays.
Yes, chose the Displays tab. Then I press right arrow.
Braille Displays, table, row 1 of 1, HumanWare Radiant BI 40.
That's the one that we want.
Assign commands button.
And we want to assign commands.
Interact with dialogue. For dialogue, select or add a row and press Command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want to assign to a voiceover command. Select or add a row and press Command B. You'll have 5 seconds to press the Braille keys you want to assign to a voiceover command.
So this time we don't need to add any rows because the up and down arrow keys are already assigned. They're just assigned to the wrong things. So I'll go right to the table where the
Braille input commands table
assignments are. Press C6 to interact with this table.
Interact with Braille input commands table, row 1, Braille display keys.
So now we have the Braille display keys. And I'll go down to through the table.
Braille display keys, C5, C1, C3, C6, C4, C1 plus C4 plus C5, C1 plus C3 plus C4, C1 plus C5.
They appear to be in no particular order. I don't know why that is, but...
C1 plus C2 plus C4 plus C5, up.
So here is the up, up button in the left column of the table, which is one that we need to reassign. So I will go right to the command which the up button performs.
Command, move up, menu button.
Which is move up, but we don't want it to do that in the Safari activity. So I'm going to press the router button above that command, move up.
Menu.
And it brings up a menu where we can do... I'll just go down through the menu.
Unassigned, move up. General, submenu. Information, submenu. Navigation, submenu. Text, submenu. Web, submenu. Find, submenu. Tables, submenu. Size and position, submenu. Audio, submenu. Braille, submenu. Visuals, submenu. Hotspots, submenu. Custom commands, submenu. Custom commands, submenu.
So you see, these are the different categories of commands that we can assign to this key. There's quite a few of them. I happen to know that the command to move to the next heading is under Find. So I'm going to go back up to the Find submenu.
Hotspots, submenu. Visuals, submenu. Braille, submenu. Audio, submenu. Size and position, submenu. Tables, submenu. Find, submenu.
And I'll press the router key above Find.
Find, submenu, find.
Now.
Find next auto web spot.
There are a list of things that we can tell it to find when we press the up button.
Find next lock quote. Find next lock quote, same level. Find next old text.
What I want is find previous heading, because personally I find going through a web page by heading to be the most useful generally. So what I like my Braille display to do is to go back through headings when I press the up button and go down through headings when I press the down button. You may have other elements that you want to go through a web page using, so you could assign up and down to whichever your preference is in Safari. But I'm going to go down to find previous heading.
Find next button. Find next check. Find next frame.
I can see on the display that all of these are find next just by leaving my fingers on the next part. So I'm going to keep pressing down until I get to find previous.
Find. Find previous block quote.
I've gone down a few too many here.
Find previous auto web spot. Find next web spot.
Okay.
Find previous auto. Find previous block. Find previous block. Find previous old text. Find previous button. Find previous checkbox. Find previous color change. Find previous column. Find previous control. Find previous different item. Find previous font change. Find previous frame. Find previous heading.
And here's find previous heading, so I'll press a router key to select that one.
Find previous heading, menu button.
And now that's the command that's assigned to the up key.
Braille display keys, up.
Good. And we'll go down to the down key.
Down.
And again across.
Command, move down, menu button.
To the command that's assigned to it, which is move down. I'll press the router key above move down.
Menu.
I'll go down to find.
Unassigned, move down, general, submenu, information, submenu, navigation, submenu, text, submenu, web, submenu, find, submenu.
Choose find with a router button.
Find, submenu, find. Find next auto web spot. Find next lock quote. Find next lock quote, same find next old text. Find next button. Find next checkbox. Find next color change. Find next column. Find next control. Find next different item. Find next font change. Find next frame. Find next heading.
And here's find next heading, so I'll choose that one.
Find next heading, menu button.
And now those have been assigned to the up and down buttons in this activity only, not in the default activity. So we'll go right.
Braille display keys, C2 plus C4 plus C5. Command, close window. Braille display keys, left.
I'm going to stop interacting with this table.
Stop interacting with Braille input commands, table, row 14 of 68. Braille display keys, left. Add button.
And go right to...
Remove button. Done. Default
to
button.
To the done button, which I'll choose.
Assign commands button.
So now we've assigned commands that are more useful in Safari. We
primary
next
Braille display.
Want to
check box. Assign commands button.
have that come up automatically when we start Safari. So we need to...
Status. Primary. Connection.
Right.
USB. Cells. 40. Status cells. 0. Add button. Remove. Dim button. Allow input from... Primary Braille display. Help button.
And we'll choose the close button.
Close. Default button. Set Braille button.
So now we're back to the Safari activity on the Set Braille button, which we've done, so we'll keep going right.
Trackpad, uncheck checkbox. Set trackpad, numpad, uncheck, set numpad. Keyboard, uncheck check, set keyboard. Quick nav, unset, quick, automatically use this activity for.
And select apps, this is what button. We want to do, automatically use this activity. I'm pressing the router button above select apps.
Menu.
And I'll go down.
Finder.app, Safari.app.
Safari is the one we want, so I'll choose that.
Select apps, menu button. Safari.app, automatically use this activity for. Add button, remove button, action button, help button, help button.
Okay, and that is done. So I'll close the voiceover utility with command Q.
Safari, culture of life news, article on culture
and
of life
we're
news.
Back in the Safari. I'll just shut up voiceover with the control key. And now, when I press the down arrow on my Braille display, it should jump to the next heading.
Heading level 2 link.
Which
Congress
it does.
Half billion for Jews in Israel while cutting same from food stamps.
So this is scrolling now through headings if I press the up button.
Heading level 1, visited link, culture of life news.
It goes back to the previous heading. So this is a more, I find, useful way to configure your Braille display. And you can experiment, and there are lots of commands under the assigned commands table that you can choose to assign to whichever keys you like on the display. It's very configurable, if a little confusing. I hope that's been helpful, and I thank you for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.